whole bunch of noise, probably. Just be really obnoxious. It's my thing. Anyway, hi there, boys and girls, and to everybody in between, and everybody who doesn't even fit into that spectrum. You are all welcome here, and I'm glad that you're here. There is no reason for me to do this as an audio blog, except that I wanted to chat at you. I kind of feel like I want to talk to you rather than just writing sometimes, so I'm going to do a little rambling. There's nothing hypnotic, nothing sexy about that. Well, there might be some things inherently sexy. I'm talking, of course it's sexy, right? But yeah, I wanted to just do this as a little chat. Because it's fun to talk to you guys, so. I've gotten a few questions and comments and stuff about thanking me with gifts recently, and it prompted me to split up my wish lists, and so anyway, I wanted to do a quick chat about the gift giving. I mean, I suppose it's really not necessary in the sense that this is fairly self-explanatory. They are wish lists. I would like the things that are on them, and I would like them to be provided to me by people who appreciate all of my free erotic arts and all that stuff. But I am a little more emotionally attached to my wish lists and the reasons behind them than perhaps is normal. They mean something to me, and the gifts off of them mean different things to me from a dominant perspective and stuff. So that's why I'm going to talk about it. And I could probably do a really long chat about how much I love getting gifts, but I'm planning on this being an audio blog, which obviously it is. And that much squealing and moaning might be not safe for work. But just think of a kid on Christmas. And for the most part, you got it. That's my reaction. Years into this, I still am so excited. So excited by getting presents. I love presents. Anyway, and now I have 3 wish lists for you to choose from. So you see how sweet I am? I give you choices in everything. Okay. The first one is Brighten My World. And if you click on any of the wish lists, you should see these 3 listed on the side. So click on a wish list anywhere and you'll see all of them. You can check them all out. But Brighten My World is my main wish list. It's always been my main wish list. It stayed the same. It's stuff that I would love to have in my hands and my home and my heart. And it's anything that will make me happy and make my life brighter and better in some ways. Buying me gifts from here, opportunities to just make me smile. Sometimes there are things I really need, like I've got a luggage set on there that I really need for traveling. And I know someone, actually, one of my pets said that he's going to be picking that up for me if nobody else grabs it before he has a chance to. And I'm so excited. I'm like, the anticipation, I'm so excited to have like a really cute luggage set. Yay! Anyway, see, I'm thinking about that and getting distracted. Okay. But I do, you know, clapping and jumping up and down if you buy me something really good. I love presents, but everything on there is amazing. For just making me happy. And then I also have another list when everything on it will also make me happy, but it's called Healthy Equals Happy. Now, this is a wish list. It's all about fitness. Oopsies, I kind of just hit the table. But anyways, so it's all about fitness. I've been getting really, really into physical fitness in 2016. It wasn't like a New Year's resolution or anything. It just kind of happened that I've always been healthy, but I've been, you know, one of those like, very like curvy, sexy women. And I love that. I do. There's a lot I love about being curvy, sexy woman. But I recently decided that I want to be stronger. I mean, I love my body, but I want it to be more powerful. I want it to feel really strong. So I've been lifting weights and I've upped my cardio too. So I'm doing about 10K most days, 5K some days. And oh my gosh, I feel incredible. Everything from my drinking a gallon of water a day and having my skin feel like it's glowing to my resting heart rate dropping has been great, but obviously the biggest difference is I feel so much stronger, and it makes me feel sexy and powerful as my body changes and my muscles tighten up. And oh my God, it's so cool. I love adding weights to my lifts, and it's just so cool. I mean, obviously I'm female and I'm not taking a bunch of steroids, so I'm never going to get all jacked up, shredded out, but I am getting stronger, and it just tightens up and shapes. Oh, it's, I love it. The only downside is that I have slimmed down from it, and that's fine. That's not a downside necessarily. I didn't really care too much about losing weight. I'm glad that I have, but I don't really care that much. But it means that a lot of my wardrobe and workout clothes no longer fit me properly. And I like stuff to fit me properly because I look good. Anyway, this wish list is full of things that I need and want to honor my commitment to a healthy lifestyle. And so I love any gifts that help me work toward being even sexier and even more powerful. And let's be honest, I mean, how can you resist being someone in my life who helps me feel sexier and more powerful? It's pretty perfect for you, right? And then the last list that I've got for right now is called Slave Shop. And I've said it's last and definitely least. It's boring and it's supposed to be. I had a recent exchange and a request from a slave who asked if I would be willing to direct him to buy mundane necessities for me that he couldn't derive real, like, kinky pleasure from, and that he knew that I wouldn't be, like, jumping for joy for. You know, they could be expensive, and that's fine, and they could be inexpensive, and that's fine. It wasn't about the size of the gifts necessarily. It was about the fact that they were necessities in my life rather than stuff that I really wanted. It was stuff like that. So anyway, I directed him to buy a bunch of things that I just needed around the house, and I need this mop, and I need this, and I need this holder for it, and I need this mirror and whatever. So I did it, and I actually found that it was a fun power rush for me. There was just something really awesome about knowing that this sub or slave was dedicated to providing pure service to me, that he wasn't wanting to get me something that he found sexy or that he would imagine me having my kid at Christmas reactions to, because I totally don't when I get, like, Tide or paper towels in the mail. I smile and I get a little rush of, yeah, that's right. I needed that and you provided that because that's your role. It's me saying, I need this thing. It's laundry detergent, so I don't care about it and it won't bring me any personal joy, but I need it, so you should provide it. It's a slave providing to his mistress in a very pure, basic exchange. And I found that it affected me in a really interesting way, because it's very different for someone to send me paper towels, you know, than a beautiful necklace. Like, they're both wonderful. I don't want you to get the idea that there's something bad about this, the not pure service of either of my other wish lists. There totally isn't. It's like, I don't know, it's like the difference between cake and a ripe peach or something. They're both sweet and wonderful, but I don't want to eat a big slice of cake for breakfast, and I don't want to eat a bunch of peaches at my birthday party, you know? They're both these sweet, incredible, wonderful things that I love to have on my tongue. And I don't, because I don't eat sugar, but, you know, if I did, I would love both of them. They're just very different kinds of things that I enjoy. So the pleasure that I get out of someone buying me something from one of my other lists is very different from the power rush that I get from someone buying me stuff from the slave shop list. Anyway, so if you need a pure service fix, you can get it from the slave shop list, and I will get my fix for being selflessly served. And if you want to make me happy kid at Christmas, delighted with you for buying me presents, buy me stuff from Brighten My World. If you want to help make me more powerful and even sexier, buy me stuff from Healthy Equals Happy. But right now, what you should do is actually find some time, either right now or today. You know, if you're driving or something, I don't recommend doing it right now. Find something super sexy to trance to, one of my files. Or, you know, if that's not possible for you, if you are in the service of someone else, then one of hers. But for those of you who enjoy my work, go listen to something of mine today. And you can consider that an order.